Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind.
And it is time once again to talk a little Timberwolves basketball here on The Scoop. We are joined by Dan Slabov on the Prowl. Dan, how you doing on this very warm Friday?
I was just going to say, Seth, I'm doing well, and the heat is really warming up here in North Dakota, as I'm sure it is in Minnesota as well. So I'm doing well, and I do love the warm weather, so that is definitely a positive right now. And, you know, just kind of chugging along the summer, working and, you know, blogging for On the Prowl and SB Nation's D-Rays Bay. So just kind of living the life here in Bismarck, North Dakota for the summer.
Summer living, and you mentioned the heat, and the NBA is certainly going to heat up here with free agency set to unofficially, I'm using air quotes, start on July 1st, and then offers can be signed on July 6th. So with no show next Friday, we figured we would do a free agency bonanza here today, and we're going to put a little fun spin on it. I've got some free agency trivia that I'm going to throw at you, Dan. We'll see how well versed you are on potential free agents that the Wolves could take a look at. So let's get our trivia caps on. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, let me get the music started here. Okay, and all right, there we go. So let's dig in. Free agency trivia for 2018. Question number one. After spending his whole career wearing green, this player spent last year wearing two different shades of blue. He shot 36% from three before an injury ended his season early. Dan, who is this player? Is it A, Derrick Rose, B, Gerald Green, C, Avery Bradley, or D, Ian Clark?
Well, you know, I am going to have to believe it will be Avery Bradley, who spent part of last season with the Detroit Pistons before being traded to the Los Angeles Clippers. So I'm going to have to go see Avery Bradley.
Judges, that is correct. Yeah, you mentioned Bradley started off his career with the Boston Celtics, played there for, I think, seven seasons. And then traded to Detroit, and then spent the last portion of the season with the Clippers. A career 36% three-point shooter. So he may be one of the more expensive free agent possibilities for the Wolves, but definitely an option for them as we head into free agency. So Dan, one for one here so far. Let's move on to question two. This player missed the entire 2017-2018 season, but got to watch his brother win another NBA title and shot 41% from three during the 2016-2017 season. Dan, who is this player? Is it A, Seth Curry, B, Derrick Rose, C, Marco Bellinelli, or D, Wayne Ellington?
Well, you know, Seth, if any of those guys have a brother besides Seth Curry, I do not know who it would be. So I'm going to have to go A, Seth Curry. You know, someone who can shoot, he can shoot the lights out just like his brother. Maybe not create like his brother and play make like his brother instead of his teammates like his brother. But, you know, Seth Curry is a really, really solid shooter and someone that could definitely benefit the Wolves this season.
Judges, that is correct. Yeah, Curry is an intriguing option because he missed last season, as mentioned. But before that, I mean, he really has not played a whole lot of games. I mean, he played in one game for Cleveland in 2013-2014 and then Memphis as well. Then two games in 2014-2015, but 2015-2016 is when he really started to become a reliable bench option and a career 43% three-point shooter. In his career, 188 threes made in 435 attempts. So another interesting option for the Wolves there. Moving on to question number three. This player averaged a career-high 13.6 points per game after he was traded mid-season, including shooting 30% from three in the regular season and 34% from three in the postseason. Dan, who is this player? Is it A, Wayne Ellington, B, Marco Bellinelli, C, Derrick Rose, or D, Joe Harris?
Well, Seth, I believe Wayne Ellington played the entire last entire portion of last season with the Miami Heat. Derrick Rose was not traded. He was more he was traded to Utah, but then he was released. And Joe Harris, I believe, spent all of last season with the Nets. So I'm going to have to go with the man who was shipped from Atlanta to Philly, and Marco Bellinelli.
Judges. Dan, you are 3 for 3 to start off trivia. Yes, it is Marco Bellinelli, and like you said, started off the year with Atlanta, went to Philadelphia, and was a real vital piece off the bench for the 76ers. So he would also be a very good option. A guy who's bounced around, but still, regardless of where he's at, it seems like he is he's able to really knock down those three-point shots. So we move on to question number four. This player tied for 16th in the league in three-point shooting percentage at 41.9% after averaging career highs in every offensive category this past season. Dan, who is this player? Is it A, Joe Harris, B, Derrick Rose, C, Will Barton, or D, Seth Curry?
Probably the toughest one yet, Seth. I'm going to have to go see Will Barton.
Let's take a look, judges. The answer is A, Joe Harris. That's all right. We look at the numbers for Harris. He played in a career-high 78 games, started 14 of them. He shot 41% from three, a career 40% shooter from three, and I think would be a very intriguing option for the Wolves if they would decide to go that route, and just 26. So we'll see how that plays out. But moving on to question number five. This former Wolves guard shattered his previous high career high in three-pointers made in a single season with 227 and shot 39% from three overall. Dan, who is this player? Is it A, Derrick Rose, B, Wayne Ellington, C, Gerald Green, or D, Joe Harris?
B, make it Wayne Ellington.
Judges? That is correct. Yeah, all of those names, former Timberwolves except for Joe Harris. But, yeah, Ellington really came onto the scene last year as a dynamic three-point shooter for the Miami Heat. And re-established his career high in a lot of offensive categories, including three-pointers made, and to boot, a career 38% shooter from three. So another very intriguing option for the Wolves. We move on to question number six. This player found a team mid-season and still managed to make 110 three-pointers while shooting 36% from beyond the arc. Dan, who is this player? Is it A, Marco Bellinelli, B, Will Barton, C, Gerald Green, or D, Derrick Rose?
Thank you, Seth. I might have chose Gerald Green for question number five. You know, shooting 39% of overall, you know, in number five. But, you know, since Gerald Green joined the Houston Rockets near the midway point, I'm going to have to go with Gerald Green here in this question for number six, joining the team midseason, managing to make 110 threes while shooting 36% from beyond the arc. And for listeners, you know, 36% from beyond the arc is even more impressive considering how many threes a game, you know, I'm suggesting he took, which is probably around four or five, so Gerald Green would be a really solid option for the Wolves, and he's got good size, and he's one of those players, the three in the wings the Rockets utilize to defend the Warriors' breadth of playmakers on the perimeter. So I'm a big fan of Gerald Green, and I think he'd be a good fit for the Wolves.
Judges? That is the correct answer, Gerald Green. He played in exactly 41 games for Houston. 110 of 298 from three, so he averaged about 7 attempts per game.
Oh, wow.
And 36.9%. A career 36.2% shooter from three. And a former Timberwolf as well. So he would definitely be a very intriguing option for the Wolves. We move on to question 7. So far, Dan, just one wrong out of the 6 correct so far. This player was not a three-point shooter when his career began, with a career high of 23 made three-pointers through his first 3 years in the league. Since then, he has made 112, 87, and 156 while shooting 37% from three in the last two seasons. Dan, who is this player? Is it A, Derrick Rose, B, Will Barton, C, Marco Bellinelli, or D, Wayne Ellington?
Now, you see, Bellinelli and Ellington were always shooters right out of the gate. Rose has never been a fantastic shooter. And Barton started out his career as more of a slasher slash finisher at the rim, kind of like Wiggins is right now for the Timberwolves. So I'm going to go with B, Will Barton.
Judges? That is correct. It is Will Barton, and yeah, like you said, he was not a three-point shooter to start out his career, but has developed into a pretty darn good one. And 37% from three the last two seasons is nothing to be ashamed of. A career 34% shooter from three, but again, taking into account that his first couple seasons in the league did not shoot the three well at all, so. Will Barton is the correct answer. We move on to question number 8. This player has made at least 114 three-pointers in each of the last four seasons, while only shooting below 34% from three once in that span. Dan, who is his player? Is it A, Avery Bradley, B, Seth Curry, C, Derrick Rose, or D, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope?
That's tough. I'm gonna have to rule out Seth Curry and Derrick Rose. So that leads me to Avery Bradley and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. I'm gonna have to go with D, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, considering I don't think Avery Bradley shot or took that many threes when he was with Boston. So I know Kentavious has been a pretty solid, steady three-point shooter throughout his career. So 114 three-pointers above 34% for three of the four seasons seems like a possible outcome. So I'm going to have to go with D, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
Judges, that is correct. It was Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, who was with the Lakers last year, but before that, Detroit. And Dan, looking at his three-point shooting percentage the last four seasons, 34.5%, 30.9%, 35%, and 38.3%. So the years that he shot over 34.5%, he made 150-plus three-pointers. So a guy who can knock down some threes in good volume would be an interesting option for the Wolves as well. He's just 25 also, so some good things to consider there. We move on to question 9. Despite shooting just 31% from three this past season, this player is still a career 34.6% shooter from beyond the arc. Dan, who is it? Is it A, Ian Clark, B, Derrick Rose, C, Avery Bradley, or D, Gerald Green?
Well, I know Avery Bradley had a sort of an off year last year, a down year, statistic-wise, and because of that, I'm out to go C, Avery Bradley.
Judges, it is Ian Clark.
Ooh.
Of the New Orleans Pelicans, and this is kind of an interesting option. If we look at his stats, he's kind of bounced around a little bit, spent the last couple of seasons with Golden State, including 2 years ago shooting 37% from three, albeit in just about 15 minutes per game. This last season, just under 20 minutes per game, shot 31.8% from three. So it is Mr. Ian Clark. We move on to the final question. After shooting just 16% from three during the regular season, this player shot a staggering 70% from three during the playoffs. Dan, who is it? Is it A, Joe Harris, B, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, C, Avery Bradley, or D, Derrick Rose?
You know, Seth, this is probably the easiest question yet because only one of those four even made the playoffs. No, you know, the guy who joined the Timberwolves 3/4 the way in the season last year, Mr. Derrick Rose, who actually played like probably the best Timberwolves player in the playoffs, like in which no one expected, and I mean no one, besides, you know, maybe people who haven't watched the Rose since the Chicago days and just thought he was exactly the same player without all the injuries. So, yeah, obviously my answer is D, Derrick Rose.
Judges? Yeah, it's Derrick Rose. He was 7 of 10, 7 of 10 from 3 in the Houston series. So, and like you said, the only one of those players listed that actually made the playoffs. So good catch. We finish free agency trivia with you going 8-2. So not bad at all. You know your potential free agents very well. As we transition, Dan, let's just take a look at from that list or just from other names in general. As we look to free agency starting, who are some of your best fits, favorite fits for the Wolves to pick up a couple of bench options?
So one of the options, you know, in the trivia was Avery Bradley. He was, you know, he's one of the guys that I hope the Timberwolves really pursue with their mid-level exception. You know, they have Andrew Wiggins and Jimmy Butler, larger wings who can defend the larger, opposing wings, and like guys like Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, but they don't really have that lockdown guard, and you know, guys to guard, you know, Kyrie Irving or Kemba Walker or Stephen Curry. And I know just it was last offseason when Kyrie Irving came out and said that Avery Bradley was probably the toughest guy to go up against offensively. So I, you know, Avery Bradley did have a little bit of a down year last year, but I don't buy you know, his regression in the sense that, you know, he's not going to be able to bounce back because, you know, he was on two teams. You know, even in Detroit, he was in a new situation for the first time in his career. He's still young. And so I think Avery Bradley would be a nice fit for the Wolves. And I think some people forget, but really the main weakness of the team last year was defense, not the offensive, not on the offensive end. So Avery Bradley would definitely be a nice boost for the Wolves in that second unit rotation, replacing Jamal Crawford. So I really hope the Wolves pursue Avery Bradley. And a couple other guys that were in there, Wayne Ellington and Joe Harris, are, you know, two more shooting-specific options. After, you know, landing Josh Okogie and Keta Bates-Diop in the draft, two guys that have the potential to be knocked down three-point shooters, but right now are more established defensively than, you know, because of that, I think the Wolves might even gear towards shooting in free agency. And those two, you might not be able to get much better than those two unless, you know, you're going after a Paul George or, you know another star. But as far as pure shooters, it will come down to Joe Harris and Wayne Ellington for two guys that the Wolves can definitely get for the mid-level exception, and guys that I would be really, really happy with. I think if the Wolves can land a rotation player, just a quality rotation player, that'll be a big win for them. I think the next step for the Timberwolves is to improve defensively and offensively. So ideally, you know, the Wolves grab Avery Bradley, and he helps harass opposing guards and take some pressure off of Jeff Teague, Andrew Wiggins, Jim Butler, you know, on that defensive end and on the perimeter, and you know, and then on the offensive end, Bradley can be the knockdown shooter the Wolves need. Obviously, that would be a huge free agent addition for the Wolves, and a huge boost if he could help them out in those areas. So we'll see where it happens. You know, the Wolves, you know, they don't have a ton of money, so that, you know, because they are salary cap constraints, you know, Tom Thibodeau's reluctance to play his bench heavy minutes too will or could be a big factor in the Wolves' ability to attract these free agents to the cold North. So we'll see what happens, but it's going to be a very interesting next week and a half, and I'm sure by the time we talk next in a couple weeks, we will have plenty to talk about.
Yes, we will, for sure. Dan, just kind of another one to start to wrap things up here today. The Timberwolves did extend a qualifying offer to Nemanja Bjelica. Did that surprise you at all, or do you think it was a good idea for the Wolves to at least extend him the offer, depending on what he does in free agency?
Yeah, I think it was a four-round conclusion. If nothing else, you know, I mean, it gives the Wolves the opportunity to match. You know, no one, you know, none of us know if they'll actually be able to match the opposing contract given to Bjelica, you know, because of the Wolves, like I just said before, that the Wolves are restricted with, you know, and they don't have a ton of money right now. And, you know, they might be able to find Bjelica back, but it really depends on how much dough other teams offer him out on the market. And so, you know, we'll see if they can bring Bjelica back. But, you know, Bjelica really fits the style of the modern big. He is skilled. He has some handles. He can shoot. And so, you know, I think he's a really nice fit next to Karl Towns in some lineups on the court. So I really like Bjelica. I know he's not you know, a 100% proven NBA player, but you know, I think we know what he is now. I think, you know, although inconsistent, we know he can be a spark of energy for the Wolves off the bench, and you know, he's shown throughout his career that he has the ability to contribute 20 points, you know, 15 to 20 points, or at least, you know, at least 10 to 15 points most nights. And he's also a pretty decent rebounder and a pretty decent defender. So, you know, Bjelica is one of those players that, while he might not shine out on the court, you know, he might not be the star, he definitely contributes, and the Wolves definitely notice when, you know, either he's injured or he's just not able to play a certain night. So, yeah, I mean, I really hope the Wolves can find a way to extend Bjelica, but it just really depends what the market is for him, and we'll see what that is over the next week.
Yeah, it'll be fun to see the big dominoes fall, but the Wolves will be looking at, and hoping that some of those guys like Bjelica will be wanting to come back to help fill out that bench. We'll monitor how things go free agency wise, Dan, and as I mentioned, no show next Friday, so we'll have the full first week of free agency to kind of digest, and then we'll recap everything that happened when we talk again with you in 2 weeks.
Sounds good. Thanks, Seth.